Officials say the problem facing the hospitals has to do with Ulster County's MSA, Metropolitan Statistical Area, and the way it differs from the MSA that Dutchess and Orange counties have. Ulster County Legislature Chair Terry Bernardo explains.
Dutchess County, right across the river from us, is classified in the New York City reimbursement rate. Ulster County is classified in the Dutchess County area. And we just think it's insane that right across the river, there's such a discrepancy in the rate.
Bernardo notes that in the area of prevailing wage, Kingston falls under the New York City area. Some county legislators think the lack of high industry jobs has weakened the local economy since IBM pulled out 16 years ago. The Daily Freeman newspaper reports that Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley president and CEO David Lundquist said that Ulster County's failing to get the MSA change has cost the company some $10 million annually in lost reimbursements, and that if Ulster was in the same MSA as Dutchess and Orange, it wouldn't be necessary to consider closing one of the hospitals. Neither Lundquist nor Cynthia Lowe, chairwoman of the Health Alliance Board of Directors, returned calls for comment. Congressman Maurice Hinchey has, for years, asked lawmakers to change Ulster County's MSA designation. Jeff Lieberson is a spokesman for the congressman.
The congressman came very close in 2007. He was able to secure approval of the increase in reimbursement for Ulster County in a House bill. Unfortunately, the Senate did not follow suit, and the language was eventually dropped in the final package. The congressman has repeatedly tried over and over again to secure language, most recently in 2010, but there was strong opposition from some other members. We're continuing to press forward right now. The congressman is working very hard to try to ensure that wage rates for Ulster are competitive with hospitals elsewhere in the Hudson Valley region.
Lieberson adds that since the House is under Republican control, it's not likely the measure will be taken up again anytime soon, but Hinchey carries on with the fight. Terry Bernardo is taking the battle to another level.
On Friday, I wrote a letter together with Chairman of the Health Committee, Bob Aiello, to Senators Schumer and Gillibrand. What we were asking them to do is to come to Ulster County and talk to us about why we're classified as we are for our hospital reimbursement.
Bernardo has not yet heard back from either Senator Schumer or Gillibrand. Over the weekend, State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill, who assisted in a 2007 restructuring that saved Kingston and Benedictine from closing, has offered to facilitate an open and public process for development of plans for the potential restructuring of Health Alliance.
We've called for the local hospitals, Kingston Benedictine, the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley, to conduct a series of public meetings and invite the public in, much the way we did several years ago when the Burger Commission was coming to town and talking about doing exactly the same thing that the leadership of the hospital is talking about doing, and that is closing one of the campuses. We think the answers can be found in the community. We think that there's a great deal of knowledge and interest, and it's time for both sides to be heard. And we look forward to working with the hospitals to do so if they so choose, and if not, we'll go ahead and do it anyway. We think that getting public input at this very important, this crucial decision point is the most important thing that we can do.
Health Alliance has not said which of the two hospitals may close or given a date as to when that would occur. A decision by the company's board of directors is expected in the next several weeks. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.